Ron DeSantis, Florida leads nation in business creation. 114,000 more than Blue California. By Hannah Blow on January 11, 2022. Florida leads the nation in business creation, reporting 114,000 more new businesses than California, which came in second place, despite its significantly larger population. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., provided the details during Tuesday's State of the State address, touting the economic achievements and position of the Sunshine State, nearly 2 years after the start of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Florida also leads the nation in business formations, which have increased by 61% since I took office in 2019, he said. In 2021, Florida saw 114,000 more new businesses than second-place California, even though California has a population that is 40% larger, he said, adding some perspective to the stunning figures. We will, fortunately, be able to confront our challenges with an incredibly favorable budget outlook and strong economic performance that has withstood unfavorable national headwinds, DeSantis said, noting that his recommended budget of $99.7 billion has more than $15 billion in reserve, one of the largest surpluses in state history. Florida's revenues have exceeded estimates by billions of dollars over the past year. December's revenues came in at more than $500 million over the latest monthly estimate, he said, noting that Florida achieved those figures absent of an income tax and the lowest per capita tax burden in the country. Job creation in Florida is far exceeding the national average. And our labor force has increased 6 times faster than the nation's, he added. Freedom works, DeSantis said after touting the economic state of Florida, deeming the state's economy the envy of the nation. And the state is well prepared to withstand future economic turmoil, he assured before noting the existing economic problems stemming from reckless federal policies, especially the most sustained inflation our country has witnessed in decades. The federal government has borrowed and printed unprecedented sums of money, and the bill is coming due, he said, deeming inflation an invisible tax which represents a pay cut for individuals and families alike. And one of the ways families have felt the pinch has been in significantly higher gas prices, he continued, reminding Floridians of his $1 billion gas tax holiday proposal to assist in reducing gas prices. If Washington, D.C., won't change course, then we have a responsibility to step up on behalf of Floridians, he added.